This podcast was made available to you by Wishik Enterprises, helping artists create a presence on the web at www.wishek.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack Warren, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by CameraPrices.com. For all your resources that are camera-related, go to CameraPrices.com. David Leeson has been a senior staff photographer with the Dallas Morning News since 1984. He covered the war in Iraq as an embedded journalist attached to the Army's 3rd Division, and he was with the troops for 6 weeks and saw 23 days of sustained enemy contact in the frontline action. His work from Iraq, which included still and video, received global recognition that included the New York Times, Washington Post, Los Angeles Times, Time and Newsweek magazines, and his work also appeared on MSNBC, ABC, and C-SPAN, and his video was featured on ABC's World News Tonight. In 1984, he covered the Civil War in Angola. His work earned him a second Robert F. Kennedy Journalism Award. In that same year, he took a photograph of a family evacuating the floodwaters in southeast Texas and was named a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize for the second time in his career. In 2004, he actually won the Pulitzer Prize for his coverage of the invasion in Iraq. Welcome to the show, David. It is indeed an honor to speak to you. And can you tell us how your journey as a photojournalist began?
Hi, Jack. Thanks for having me on the show, by the way.
You bet.
Well, you know, it began, I like to call it, I'm the last of the Mohicans. I literally didn't even know what the word photojournalist meant, or I didn't quite understand it. I thought a photojournalist was someone who took photos and wrote a story at the same time. Or, you know, someone who did both. After I got a job in newspapers, I realized that that usually was a bad combination. I actually took my job at the Abilene Reporter News really so that I could get them to realize what a great writer I was. I actually wanted to be a writer, so I got this job because I would stop in at the newspaper and show them some photographs that I took, because I enjoyed taking photographs, you know, who didn't?
Right.
And I remember, actually, the first time I met a news photographer, I saw this his camera bag, and he had all these cameras down at it, and I asked him, I said, who are you and what are you? And he says, I work for the Abilene Reporter News. And I said, okay, and what do you do? Which is like, this is how dumb I was. He says, well, I take pictures for them. And I said, and they pay you for that? And he's like, yeah. And I couldn't imagine it, that people would actually pay someone to take photographs whenever it's something I would have done for free. Well, you know, years later, I got a job at that newspaper, and it was like working for free. But
yeah, I bet it was.
So anyway, but actually, just in this that answer, about 2 months into it, I began to realize the power of the camera, and it's just the amazing grace of an image to be able to change hearts and minds. And it changed my heart and mind, and I fell deeply and madly in love with it, and never looked back.
It's amazing to me the different paths that people take to arrive at their final profession. And I think it speaks to your passion of photography, the fact that you've not only been nominated for the Pulitzer Prize, but have actually won it. And I wanted to ask you, how is that process? Because I don't know anything about the process of winning a Pulitzer Prize.
The process of entering and being chosen?
Yes.
Yeah. Anyone can be entered into a prize. I mean, you can enter yourself for the Pulitzer Prize. Mm-hmm. That doesn't happen too often. It's an interesting competition because, in fact, what is it that someone told me one time? Says it's not a contest; it's the Pulitzer.
Yeah.
So
right.
There is something unique and there's something different about the Pulitzer competition, that there is a great amount of respect, by everyone. And so you don't really see a lot of people just saying, hey, I shot a nice photo, I'm going to enter that in the Pulitzer.
Right.
That really doesn't happen too often. But the truth is that you actually could. But normally it's going to be a newspaper entering it. Now, there is a rule, of course, that those images have to appear in a U.S. newspaper. So
I see.
Not just any photograph. So however, that usually includes photographers worldwide, because the, you know, truly great images are published in U.S. newspapers all the time, either through Reuters, Associated Press, AFP. There's a lot of agencies that obviously provide those images. So, but once that's done, you can enter a single image, or you can enter up to 20 images, and there's the two categories, the breaking news photography and the other one is the feature photography. And of course, our newspaper, for instance, our photo staff just this year won a Pulitzer Prize for our coverage of Katrina, Hurricane Katrina, and that was a breaking news photography award with 20 photographs, and I think 8 photographers were involved in that entry. In my case, we had 20 images, and it was I had 15 images in the portfolio, and I had one colleague that was there with me. She was not with me. She was with Marines at the same time, and she had 5 images in it.
Wow.
But you don't really look at it and say, well, I had 15, she had 5 kind of thing, because we look at it as one solid group. It's one story.
Right.
So it was Cheryl Diaz-Meyer and myself, and that's how you're chosen. But it's a terrific honor to be chosen.
Absolutely, absolutely.
It really carries with it, it carries with it such a profound legacy that it changes things in some ways. Cheryl and I have talked about that, about how things are different, how when you're seen a bit differently, of how you feel this kind of burden that says, you know, I really must uphold this legacy. Although, with that said, and I'll conclude, is that it's really no burden at all, because that's the way, hopefully, we live our life.
yes. You know, as a photojournalist, you've seen a lot in being embedded in Iraq. Mm-hmm. I know that you have recently concluded a film essay called Dust to Dust.
Yes.
Also, I want to thank you for some of the photos we've put up on my website, Photomall, FOTOMALL.com. So I ask the audience to go and look at some of those. And I have my photo editor, Mr. Jim Motke. I would be remiss without bringing him on, who has 100,000 photographers learning about photography. Jim, are you there?
I am. Hello, Jack. Hi, David.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing great. Nice chatting with you.
Likewise.
And David, wanted to refer to some of the photos that we have on PhotoMall. And Jim, if you have any questions, just feel free to chime in. But the first one, we have a boy standing against a wall. Can you tell us a little bit about that photograph?
Well, I can tell you this, Jack, is that it's one of the most painful images for me personally. I don't know how it affects other people, but it was a very tough moment where I had heard that there were more than 1,000 war orphans living on the streets in a town called Malange, Angola. It's a town that's surrounded at the time by UNITA rebels fighting the Angolan government forces. And, of course, the adults had been killed in amazing numbers, leaving these children alone. There was also very little relief agency. Relief agencies had a hard time getting into the area. So I got someone to show me. I said, you know, where are these children? And the guy says, no problem. So we got up very early that morning. It's like 6:30 in the morning. And started walking. And he took me to this bombed-out building. And we started walking up steps and kind of smelled bad. And I don't know. You know, you think that you've seen just about everything, and that you're experienced, and not a whole lot really can kind of catch you off guard at some point. And yet I find that in my profession, and probably life in general, that's almost never true, and probably shouldn't be. But anyway, as we got to the top of this, the top floor of this building, I stepped in through this busted hole in the wall, and there was a room filled with 13 small children. And I immediately stopped, and I began to cry, and I just could not I mean, I felt like I'd been hit in the face, and I couldn't believe such a scene. Because, you know, I'm a father, and I just can't imagine small children fending for themselves, sleeping on concrete floors like that, half naked.
Well, that's how the image affected me the first time I looked at
it. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
It is very powerful, and it's also interesting with the drawing on the wall.
Right. You know, that was something that I really wanted to incorporate in the image. This is, of course, an environmental portrait, which is normally you wouldn't do that in a war situation. You would be looking really for quote-unquote real moment. In other words, you don't actually set someone down and do a portrait normally. But in this case, I really felt like it worked and that it was important to do this because I think it said a lot about their environment and how these children were trying to make sense of their world by drawing on the wall with using, by the way, charcoal from some little fires they had to draw the tanks and soldiers that they see every day.
Well, we're just going to run out of time quickly here.
Yeah.
Let me just briefly picture number two we have on the front page, but we have also included you in our Hall of Fame gallery so that can go to Photomall, Photomall, and see you with the rest of the celebrity photographers. And I wanted our picture number two on the front page almost looks like a ghostly picture. So when we come back, let's talk about that photograph. You're listening to the Shutterbug Magazine Radio Show. We're syndicated by Brain Food Media, global food for thought.
Are you still flipping between applications to touch up, categorize, organize, share, and back up your digital images? If so, then it's time to get serious. Created by professionals for professionals, StudioLine Photo does it all, and it's easy enough that you won't need a degree to use it. Simply load your images, add captions, descriptions, and keywords, correct exposure, color tones, and other imperfections. Then print your albums, burn DVDs, publish to the internet, or send photos as email. With StudioLine's batch functions, it doesn't matter if you're working on one photo or hundreds. You'll work faster and better with StudioLine. Don't spend hundreds of dollars to end up with less. If you have a digital camera and a Windows computer, get StudioLine Photo at electronics, office, and photo stores for only $49. Or download a free trial at www.studioline.us.
If you're a professional photographer looking for a complete solution for selling your photos on the internet, you need to check out morephotos.com. With morephotos.com, you have a complete arsenal of tools to add your own photos to the front page, create a huge portfolio or gallery section to show what you can do, and even advertise your products, services, and prices. From viewing to sales, you will increase your productivity and your customer satisfaction. You'll be able to protect your photos from theft with watermarks, create different price lists for different events, build a database of your customers for mass mailings, Christmas card lists, or satisfaction follow-up. Do you want to personalize your products for your customers and skyrocket your sales? No problem. Morephotos.com can do it. You'll have everything you need to create a professional-looking website and collect the money without having to become a web designer or a programmer. Find out more by logging on to morephotos.com. Your photos should be on a postcard. Go to getcashforphotos.com and get a free 7-part course on how to select photos that sell. You can make money from photos you've already taken if you know how to select them. And that's exactly what you'll learn in How to Select Photos That Sell. You'll get surefire tips that have kept professional photographers in business year after year. Tips like what to look for in photos that double their selling price, how to beat the competition, and when you should take multiple shots of your subject. Not only will you be able to select profitable photos, you'll automatically start taking photos that sell, no matter where you are, even if you're on vacation. Imagine how you'll feel and how impressed your friends will be when they see your photo on the cover of a national magazine or on a postcard. To get your free 7-part course, go to getcashforphotos.com. That's getcashforphotos.com.
Are you overwhelmed with all the choices for buying a digital camera? Do your eyes glaze over when reading about resolution and removable media? Well, BetterPhoto.com can help with our unique digital camera calculator. You can find your ideal digital camera in 5 minutes or less. You don't have to know squat about megapixels, histograms, or any other techno-geek features. Just click on a series of pictures so we know the kinds of photos you want to take. And in just a few seconds, you'll get an unbiased list of different digital cameras that'll be perfect for you and your budget. And we'll tell you exactly why we picked those specific cameras from the over 800 cameras in our database. You'll be absolutely sure you're getting exactly the camera you want. And best of all, it's free. Wouldn't you rather be taking pictures instead of researching cameras? Let our digital camera calculator take the frustration out of buying a digital camera. Visit BetterPhoto.com now.
On behalf of our WS Radio hosts, we encourage you to log on to our WS Radio Mall. It's a virtual mall stocked full of special offers and savings you won't find anywhere else. We have something for everyone. Tools to start or grow your business, services that will improve your mind, body, and soul, and unique products created just for the WS Radio Mall. Simply log on to WSRadioMall.com and stroll down the many stores we now have open. All products and services you see are from our WS Radio hosts, partners, and advertisers, so you know that what you see is what you'll get. The WS Radio Mall is also a featured eBay store. WS Radio has been an eBay seller since 1999, and we're proud of our 7-year track record. Take a moment and visit WSRadioMall.com for a unique shopping experience, and check back frequently as the mall is opening new stores all the time. That's www.WSRadioMall.com.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack. This segment of the show is brought to you by American Recorder Studio in a Box. Find it by going to WSRadioMall.com and click on Photography. We're speaking with Pulitzer Prize winner David Leeson and Jim Motke of BetterPhoto.com. Jim, did you have a question for David?
Well, yes, I did. I just was so interested in the emotional aspect of this and trying to keep your head clear. And David, where do you draw the line? You know, how do you know, when to, stop and when to go forward as far as making sure that your work is, accurate and not like, what do they call that kind of journalism, which is shock or, sensational?
Mm-hmm. Right, sure.
Like, for instance, in the ghostly picture we're seeing on the front page there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a beautiful picture, by the way.
With the straps, the death row.
It's like cream all over the face. I'm not sure.
Oh. Thank you. Are you looking at, it's a kind of a portrait with really white?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
I'm not looking
centered.
At what... Yes, that's actually the work that I do on the side.
Oh.
It's my artwork. I said that as an example of just some of the work I'm doing in self-portraiture and have been actually for, I did it for 15 years from 1982 until 1997 and have recently started it up again and actually did a really interesting project where I wanted to see what would happen with 31 consecutive nights of really pushing yourself to that level of creativity every night in a self-portrait.
Wow, so that was my mistake. So I guess we're talking more about the ones like the soldier with tears running down
right,
his face.
Right, exactly. Just to get back to your question, though, it's an important question. I think it's an important question that every photojournalist has to ask. I certainly have my ethics that there are lines that I won't cross or can't cross. And here's the interesting thing about that, though, is that you don't really know exactly what that is, but you know it when you see it. It's one of those times where in Iraq I really wanted to show the civilian casualties, and yet very often I would go out and I would photograph those things that I would be trying to find it. But I think if there's one thing that I'm leading to is that really is important, is that you have to realize that all life has dignity, and that dignity extends even unto death. And so if I could not photograph someone dead at my feet in a way that at least preserves some of that human dignity in some way or another, now that, at times that might be through shock value, that dignity might be so that I could say, look at the outrage of what happened to this person. Does that make any sense?
Absolutely, but
there are other photographers who've done really great with that. I mean, think of some of the work that Don McCullen did in Vietnam. It's amazing. And it's a really in-your-face shock value stuff, and yet there is a certain resonant dignity to it at the same time.
I have a follow-up question, if I can, Jack.
Sure.
Basically, you know, the real thing that interests me the most is danger, physical danger to yourself when you are in these situations. You know, I mean, whenever I hear about a photojournalist being abroad in a war zone, I just wonder, what's it really like? You know, do you have an escort?
No. You usually, in fact, in my case, on most of the conflicts I've covered, I've been to 11 conflicts in 20 years, and most of the time I was on my own. On occasion, you might be with a writer, or you might have a fixer with you, meaning someone who's like speaks the language and kind of knows the local haunts and knows the local culture, and that's a big help because it can kind of help you with an extra set of eyes. Or you try and hook up with another photojournalist whenever possible, but for the most part, you're kind of on your own.
We're just about out of time, guys, here. Before we left, I wanted to ask you a little bit about your equipment and the use of a camcorder.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I'm so glad you brought it up. I'll keep that brief, but to the point. We're actually using Z1 News now, and I don't think many people realize this, but the newspapers across the country are now shifting to video. But that's no surprise because we use video on the web. But what the real surprise is, and I think to your listeners, is that those frame grabs from high-definition video, we're using the Sony HBR Z1U. We have developed a system where we can take frame grabs from our images, and it's producing a level of quality that is just a notch shy of the Canon EOS 1D Mark II camera, which is 12 megapixels. So we're pretty excited about the future of photojournalism, which could literally replace the 35mm still camera in our
program. Wow.
Wow, that's interesting. Well, David, you're always welcome back. We really enjoyed talking to you. I'd like to have more time, but we'll get you the next round.
Yeah, catch me next time.
All right. You're listening to the Shutterbug Magazine Radio Show, syndicated by Brain Food Media.
CameraPrices.com has reviews, ratings, and prices on digital cameras, memory cards, lenses, and other camera gear. It's a popular website among photographers, students, small business owners, and parents. Anyone who wants to save time and money. Don't waste hours browsing dozens of websites to find the best deal. Visit CameraPrices.com and find what you're looking for and where to buy. It's easy. Just search by price, brand, or other common specs and find your gear in minutes. Before you buy, read our store ratings, which are bias-free because they're written by consumers just like you. Now you can compare store ratings, reviews, and prices to get the best deal from a trustworthy store. And here's a popular feature for those on a budget. Use our price drop alert. It's free. Just tell us the lowest price you want to pay. The moment the price drops within your budget, we'll email you the details. This service alone can save shoppers hundreds of dollars daily. Next time you think of buying camera gear, visit CameraPrices.com.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
If you want to stop eBay shoppers dead in their tracks with attention-getting photos, check out the Deflector from SharpPix.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background that gives you web-quality pictures with your own digital camera. You get an even white background without hassle and without hours of editing. Your items will look like they're floating in air, just like the glossy photos you see in Premier mail-order catalogs. The Deflector is your own personal photo studio designed to work with a flash as the main light source. Eye-catching pictures can skyrocket your sales on eBay. And now, with the Deflector, your products will stand out from the rest. And at a fraction of the cost and none of the headaches of hiring a professional photographer. Here's your secret weapon to outsell the competition. Finally, web-quality photography for the rest of us. Go to SharpPix.com. That's SharpPix.com.
If you want eBay shoppers to stop clicking and start drooling over your items on your eBay auction or eBay store, take a look at Photo Studio in a Box at WSRadioMall.com. Photo Studio in a Box is a complete solution for people who aren't photographers. You'll shoot breathtaking photos that will give your eBay sales a kick in the pants. Your photos will come to life with vibrant color. They'll be crisp, clear, and without shadows. They'll have the same look and feel as photos you see on websites of major corporations. All you need is a digital camera, because Photo Studio in a Box is a complete solution. It comes in two sizes and includes lights, light tent, camera stand, and a carrying case. It's small, lightweight, and easy to set up anywhere. In just minutes, you can set up and start taking professional quality photos that will grab the eyeballs of eBay shoppers and leave your competitors fighting for the leftovers. Go to WSRadioMall.com and check out Photo Studio in a Box. That's WSRadioMall.com.
Are you still flipping between applications to touch up, categorize, organize, share, and back up your digital images? If so, then it's time to get serious. Created by professionals for professionals, StudioLine Photo does it all, and it's easy enough that you won't need a degree to use it. Simply load your images, add captions, descriptions, and keywords. Correct exposure, color tones, and other imperfections. Then print your albums, burn DVDs, publish to the internet, or send photos as email. With StudioLine's batch functions, it doesn't matter if you're working on one photo or hundreds. You'll work faster and better with StudioLine. Don't spend hundreds of dollars to end up with less. If you have a digital camera and a Windows computer, get StudioLine Photo at electronics, office, and photo stores for only $49. Or download a free trial at www.studioline.us.
If your mailbox is overflowing with credit card offers, some of them could be worth a lot more to you than a casual toss into the wastebasket. Find out by going to cardratings.com. We've been helping consumers like you comparison shop for the best-rated credit cards since 1998. CardRatings.com is an independent website, not owned or governed by any bank or financial institution. We have over 20,000 credit card reviews, and new reviews are added daily. We've been featured by hundreds of national media outlets, including Good Morning America, The Wall Street Journal, The Early Show, on CBS and PBS. You also get tips on credit and money issues that can save you big bucks in the free CardRatings.com forum. And with over 35,000 posts, any question you have has probably already been answered. Go to CardRatings.com and sign up for our free email newsletter with insider tips regarding credit cards and credit issues. That's CardRatings.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by MorePhotos.com, helping photographers to create income on the web. And now, stand by for news.
Welcome to Shutterbug Magazine Radio's Photo News, brought to you by PR Newswire. Kingston Technology Company Incorporated announced that internationally acclaimed and award-winning documentary photographer Chris Rainier is the featured photographer on Kingston's Icons of Photography website. Recognized for his study and pictorial documentation of indigenous cultures and tribes around the world, Rainier is considered one of the premier master photo printers in the world. His love and appreciation for black and white photography can be traced back to his days as an assistant to Ansel Adams. Today, Rainier continues his documentary photography of disappearing cultures around the world and is the director of Cultures on the Edge, a website which is part of the National Geographic's Cultures Initiative. Microsoft announced it is accepting submissions for the inaugural Future Pro Photographer Photo Contest. Students over 18 years old and enrolled at a 2 or 4 year degree-granting college or university are invited to enter this competition and to compete for a grand prize package valued at over $25,000 and 3 first prize packages, one for each category, each valued at over $10,000. Submissions in the 3 categories, nature and landscape, people and portraits, and fine art, will be judged by a panel including Patrick Donahue, Vice President of Photographer Services, Corbis Corporation, Christopher Robinson, editor, Digital Photo Pro Magazine, and George Lepp, photographer and founder of the Lepp Institute of Digital Imaging. Interested student photographers can view the complete contest rules and submit their entries by going to www.microsoft.com/prophoto. Contestants may submit their entries until May 31st, 2006. This has been Shutterbug Magazine Radio's Photo News, brought to you by PR Newswire.
Welcome back. I'm Jack, the voice of photographers. Next up, we have Matt Moses. He's always been highly observant of the world around him and fascinated about how the world is reflected in photographs. His experiments have led to an emphasis in sports, people, and nature. And Matt's particular passion is capturing images of cycling, a sport that he participates in both as a racer and an official. His work has appeared in, of course, many print magazines and online publications. He's had the opportunity to photograph cycling at various levels, amateurs at both local and regional level, professional races, national championships, and the World Track Championships held in Los Angeles in March of 2005. In 2006, he'll be on the staff for the Nature Valley Grand Prix, one of the top three professional cycling competitions in the United States. Welcome to the show, Matthew, and tell me, how did you get interested in cycling and photography of cycling?
Thanks for having me. My interest is, you know, as both a racer and a photography buff, I like the images, the colors. It's a very vivid and fast-action sport, and capturing the emotions and, you know, the successes of people as they're celebrating their wins is a challenge, and it's one I step up to.
Well, what are the competitions that you've shot? What are some of them that you've already shot?
Various national championships. One I've been doing the last few years is in the Chicago area suburbs called Downers Grove. It's a Criterium Championship. The pros race for about an hour on a circuit course, and you have the $10,000 on the line usually at this race.
Wow, is that what makes it exciting, or is it the money part? Is that the motivation, or is it more the competition?
For me, it's a competition. You get the best of the best that come out, putting their, you know, it's a high-speed, dangerous sport at times when you're riding 30 to 40 miles an hour side-by-side with somebody.
Yeah, well, I got to invite Jim back on here because I know Jim is a big cycling enthusiast as well as a photographer, and I know he's going to have a ton of questions. Jim?
No doubt. Pleasure to meet you, Matt.
Same, Jim.
Amazing photos, and I totally agree. I am more in the bicycle touring category. I was a member of the Racing Federation when I was a kid, but and I'm just looking at your slideshow at Photo Mall right now, photomall.com, and that one image of the girl carrying her bike through the mud.
How did you get that one?
That was the Cyclocross National Championships, which were held in Portland, Oregon back in 2004. Yeah. And that area is known for their cyclocross courses being muddy and wet. That particular day, I was just at the top of a climb looking down, waiting for people to get that bike over their shoulder and capture their faces and expressions as they're running up the hill.
It looks like a lot of fun.
Definitely is.
How do you deal with light? I know that many of the competitions are not at the crack of dawn. Do you have frustrations about light or weather when you're talking about those wet cyclocross?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, that day in Portland, Oregon, it was cloudy, it was sunny, then it was cloudy again. It started to rain for a while. You end up changing your ISO a lot. You've got to re-white balance a lot. I always have a flash on the camera and use it to fill in if I'm shooting. If you can't have the sun at your back or it's that overcast day, you got to get that light in there so you can see the faces underneath those helmets.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Do you have a general rule of thumb about using that fill flash as far as distance goes, and as far as distance and whether the racer's right in your face?
Definitely. I mean, if they're further away, you can use full power. I usually have the flash stop down at least one exposure level to try to just balance it out with some of the ambient lighting. But it really depends on the day. I don't want to do full blast with somebody standing 2 feet from me. That's not a good thing. So I usually always have it dialed back at some point.
Some of these races are like 100 miles long, aren't they?
Yeah, and that's the thing about cycling. You know, the pictures I've got up there, you got different types of events. Some are 60 minutes, some are 100 miles.
Some are over mud and mountains, and some are indoors at on the velodrome.
How do you decide where and where to get the best shots?
Yeah. A lot of that is practice and knowledge coming from racing at the amateur level. I have officiated a lot of bike races, so I kind of know how a race is going to play out given the course. I know places to look for. And then anything else, you're looking for your composition. What looks good if, you know, do you have a nice clean background or you have good scenery to work with or, you know, angles to work with.
Go ahead, Jim.
How do you get around? Do you just use a car and go from point to point on a long?
For the long races, I mean, it can vary. If for smaller races, yeah, it's using a car. It's finding the shortcuts in between the different points on the course. Some of it's working with the race organization and the race officials to allow media cars to move past the race so you can leapfrog ahead. At the bigger races, you'll have a motorcycle where you're on the back of the motorcycle and you get to rotate around to the front of the group, take your shots, and you work in a cooperating line of photographers trying to do that.
As a staff photographer, I know coming up you're going to be on staff at the Nature Valley Grand Prix, so how do your responsibilities differ being on staff versus just being a freelancer out there?
Well, as a freelancer, you know, I'm usually trying to shoot on assignment. You're capturing either a certain team or a certain individual. For the staff, we're telling the whole story of the race from one aspect. So we can't just focus on one person or one team. And additionally, we have a lot of sponsors, Nature Valley being one, Great Ranger being another, where you're going to try to get pictures with their logos, with recent things happening around what they're providing.
Yeah, we know a lot about those sponsors.
Yeah, most definitely. And you mentioned Matt. Do you have a group?
This year, I'm on the media team. There's actually going to be two other assistant photographers working with me, so the three of us, you know, we're going to be dividing up all the shot lists we have. So we'll have to make sure we get all the different sponsors, and then I'll be focusing on a lot of the race coverage and then the peripheries around that. And then some of them will focus on some of the expo gatherings, crowds, just the different pieces that happen around the race venues.
What kind of technique do you use when a guy's going by you at 40 miles? These guys are going like 40 miles an hour, aren't they?
They definitely are. And that's, you know, your equipment plays a lot into it. Your fast autofocusing cameras. I'm from the Nikon camp of the world, so I use a lot of the fast glass, the 2.8 lenses, so that get that light in and focus fast. The focus tracking lock-on capabilities of the various cameras really help. And a lot of it's pan.
Do you do find that they actually keep up with your subject?
Most of the time. I tend to shoot, if it's really fast action, I'll shoot bursts because you'll get some of the sharp focus and then you'll get a couple of the other focuses around the edges usually.
Well, speaking of fast action, okay, the guys are coming around a corner like 40 miles an hour. There's like 100 of them. How do you get close enough without putting yourself or the racers in danger?
It varies. Going around a corner, the guys are going to take a certain line through that corner so you can watch them and see, because they want to, kind of like a race car, they want to take that shortest line through the corner to not lose speed and not have to go the extra distance. So when you're on that inside of the corner, you're usually generally pretty safe shooting as they're flying out of the edge. At the finishes, actually, we have prescribed areas where we can be at the finishes, and so the riders know to expect us to be there.
Well, on PhotoMall, I really appreciate that you've given us some of the photos to look at, FOTOMALL.com. And we're placing you in the Hall of Fame gallery. These photographs are outstanding.
Thank you.
The last photograph, not that I want to skip over any of the others, but just the last photograph on page two, the entire frame is filled with racers, so it makes me question, well, how many actual racers are there in one of these big races?
It'll vary by event. A lot of them, it's generally 125 to 180.
Wow.
The Nature Valley Grand Prix coming up that I'm on staff for, we filled the field limit and raised the limit, so it's like going to be 175 racers now.
Wow.
For the men's field.
Well, that is a lot, yeah. That's a big event.
Definitely is.
Now, what's the difference between mountain racing and road racing and cyclocross? What's the difference?
Well, road racing is what most people are used to, the Tour de France, which, you know, Lance has made popular. You're on the road, you have your individual events, you have your climbing over the mountains, it's all on the road. Mountain biking, from its nature, is you're off-road, it's cross-country, it's downhill trials where they try to go downhill the fastest and try not to wreck themselves on the way down. Cyclocross has really come on, it's a hybrid. I mean, it involves a bit of running, it's endurance. The bikes they use across all three are different. For a cyclocross bike, for example, it'll use some knobby tires, but they'll be the center tires. The riders will change them depending if it's muddy or sandy or snowing.
Well, what do you think, like, when you're actually shooting, what statistically are the components of a strong cycling photograph?
For me, it's a clear subject and, you know, trying to capture some particular moment and the emotion, or finding a way to get the emotion in there so the rider, people looking at the photo can connect with the rider or feel their pain, celebrate their enjoyment or the disappointment.
We're almost out of time, but how does shooting each sport differ? I mean, like the mountain versus the road racing, quickly.
It's different environments. The elements are different to work with. Road racing, you've got a lot of people, everybody together. Mountain biking, you're a lot more individual. You're spread out. You got more scenery, usually.
Wow.
Beautiful, beautiful images, Matt.
Yeah, great images, Matt. Thanks for being on the show. Come back anytime. We'd love to have you.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. We'll be right back with more of the Shutterbug Magazine radio show, syndicated by Brain Food Media, Global Food for Thought.
If you're a professional photographer looking for a complete solution for selling your photos on the internet, you need to check out morephotos.com. With morephotos.com, you have a complete arsenal of tools to add your own photos to the front page, create a huge portfolio or gallery section to show what you can do, and even advertise your products, services, and prices. From viewing to sales, you will increase your productivity and your customer satisfaction. You'll be able to protect your photos from theft with watermarks, create different price lists for different events, build a database of your customers for mass mailings, Christmas card lists, or satisfaction follow-up. Do you want to personalize your products for your customers and skyrocket your sales? No problem. Morephotos.com can do it. You'll have everything you need to create a professional-looking website and collect the money without having to become a web designer or a programmer. Find out more by logging on to morephotos.com. Your photos should be on a postcard. Go to getcashforphotos.com and get a free 7-part course on how to select photos that sell. You can make money from photos you've already taken if you know how to select them. And that's exactly what you'll learn in How to Select Photos That Sell. You'll get surefire tips that have kept professional photographers in business year after year. Tips like what to look for in photos that double their selling price, how to beat the competition, and when you should take multiple shots of your subject. Not only will you be able to select profitable photos, you'll automatically start taking photos that sell, no matter where you are, even if you're on vacation. Imagine how you'll feel and how impressed your friends will be when they see your photo on the cover of a national magazine or on a postcard. To get your free 7-part course, go to getcashforphotos.com. That's getcashforphotos.com.
Are you overwhelmed with all the choices for buying a digital camera? Do your eyes glaze over when reading about resolution and removable media? Well, BetterPhoto.com can help with our unique digital camera calculator. You can find your ideal digital camera in 5 minutes or less. You don't have to know squat about megapixels, histograms, or any other techno-geek features. Just click on a series of pictures so we know the kinds of photos you want to take. And in just a few seconds, you'll get an unbiased list of different digital cameras that'll be perfect for you and your budget. And we'll tell you exactly why we picked those specific cameras from the over 800 cameras in our database. You'll be absolutely sure you're getting exactly the camera you want. And best of all, it's free. Wouldn't you rather be taking pictures instead of researching cameras? Let our digital camera calculator take the frustration out of buying a digital camera. Visit BetterPhoto.com now. CameraPrices.com has reviews, ratings, and prices on digital cameras, memory cards, lenses, and other camera gear. It's a popular website among photographers, students, small business owners, and parents. Anyone who wants to save time and money. Don't waste hours browsing dozens of websites to find the best deal. Visit CameraPrices.com and find what you're looking for and where to buy. It's easy. Just search by price, brand, or other common specs and find your gear in minutes. Before you buy, read our store ratings, which are bias-free because they're written by consumers just like you. Now you can compare store ratings, reviews, and prices to get the best deal from a trustworthy store. And here's a popular feature for those on a budget. Use our price drop alert. It's free. Just tell us the lowest price you want to pay. The moment the price drops within your budget, we'll email you the details. This service alone can save shoppers hundreds of dollars daily. Next time you think of buying camera gear, visit CameraPrices.com.
If you want to stop eBay shoppers dead in their tracks with attention-getting photos, check out the Deflector from SharpPix.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background that gives you web-quality pictures with your own digital camera. You get an even white background without hassle and without hours of editing. Your items will look like they're floating in air, just like the glossy photos you see in Premier mail order catalogs. The Deflector is your own personal photo studio designed to work with a flash as the main light source. Eye-catching pictures can skyrocket your sales on eBay. And now, with the Deflector, your products will stand out from the rest. And at a fraction of the cost and none of the headaches of hiring a professional photographer. Here's your secret weapon to outsell the competition. Finally, web-quality photography for the rest of us. Go to SharpPix.com. That's SharpPix.com.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack, the voice of photographers. Don't forget to go to Photomall, FOTOMALL.com, to see all the photos that we talked about here on the show today. And we now have our resident photo expert, Mr. Jim Mottke of BetterPhoto.com. Jim, what did you think of the guests today?
Hello again, Mr. Warren. We had a great show. What a great bunch of guests.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I mean, you really pick them. It was really fascinating to hear David. I mean, I think we were both kind of speechless. The stories and the emotion that he goes through, that was fascinating.
Gives me chills.
Yeah, me too. And the photos, like he said, I loved how he said, you know, he just, well, first of all, I'll say, like him, I too wanted to be a writer first. And I found that very interesting, that he wanted to write first and then discovered the camera. And I loved how he said that he discovered the power of the camera and, you know, that there's this amazing grace of the image and its ability to move people and how you have to treat that power with respect. And he does a great job with that. Very, very beautiful, provocative images.
I think emotion moves all of us, and emotion is part of the reason why we all love photography.
Yes, it is, exactly. When you can successfully convey that, and he really does. And like you mentioned, you know that I love cycling, and so it was a real treat to have Matt on. And the images, again, were stellar quality, and the embedded tips that he had were just so helpful and practical. So what a great show.
Yeah, I was surprised to see your smiling face on betterbicycling.com.
Thank you. Yeah, I set that up a long time ago. I got a slew of better websites, and Better Bicycling was one. I started cycling when I was like 10 or 11, and loved it. Went from San Jose, where I grew up, to Yosemite when I was, 14. And nowadays I commute to the office mainly.
Could you relate to some of the photos, like the one you picked out of the girl carrying her bike in the mud?
Oh, yeah. I think I'm going to have to email Matt afterwards and ask him for a copy of that because, just like he said, you know, he strived to capture the emotion. There again, mm-hmm. we have it again. You know, and that was one of his goals, was to capture the emotions on these people's face. And that's what I love about that one with the woman. It's so obvious that, you know, of course she's probably just striving and working so hard, but the joy on her face, you know, just, it's like a kid playing in the mud.
Right, yeah. Well, statistically, I asked him, what are the particular components of a strike cycle, strong cycling photograph? And did you agree with his analysis there? Do you have any other tips you can offer us?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I agree. You know, capturing the emotion, getting the right balance of light. And, of course, you know, he talked a lot about doing your homework. And he and his team, it sounds like, you know, meets and talks over what they're going to get. And whether they get every image on their wish list is another issue. But it's so important to do that work. So they get together, figure it out, and then do the homework of making sure that they're going to be in the best vantage point. He has a tremendous advantage having all that experience. So, you know, we can turn that around. We can reverse engineer it and recommend to any listeners that, you know, think about what your strengths are. And if you have, you know, if you've been a soccer coach for the past 10 years, you know, you're going to know the teams and the game super well. And work, you know, play to your strengths. And that's obviously what Matt's doing. So,
yeah, one of the things, one of the shots we didn't get a chance to talk to it that I really liked was the guy riding through the water with the mud splashing up in the air.
Yeah, I really like that too. You know, I turn on your slideshow at photomall.com, and mm-hmm. that was the one that comes after the one with the woman splashing through the mud, and it had, again, so much energy to it. So that's another component that I would bring out that he kind of hinted at or touched upon, and that's that this is a moving sport. It's all about motion, and so you really want to play that up. And with the two photos that we're talking about now, he used a fast shutter speed to really capture the action, capture the water splashing up or the mud splashing all over the place. And then he mentioned at other times you want to just, you know, really slow down that shutter speed to convey that energy and that dramatic, dynamic motion. So, oh, I love it, you know.
Yeah.
Just great stuff.
Well, I know it's a passion, like right next to photography, right?
That's right, right next to photography.
All right, Jim. Well, it's been a great show. Thanks to all my guests. Thanks to you, Jim. We'll see you next week. Thanks to David Leeson, Pulitzer Prize winner, Matt Moses, cycling photographer. You've been listening to the Shutterbug Magazine radio show, syndicated by Brain Food Media.
If you want to make money selling on eBay, you need to know two things: what to sell and where you can get it at wholesale prices that'll make you a handsome profit. You can find out how to do that by going to powersellertraining.com and checking out the complete eBay marketing system. It's a complete system that includes a hefty printed manual and bonus CDs with everything you need to make a monthly income on eBay of at least $10,000 or more. But more importantly, it's written by Skip McGrath. He's the guy top eBay power sellers have been relying on for their eBay tips and strategies since 1999. And no wonder. Unlike so many other authors who have only sold eBooks on how to sell, Skip is an active power seller who sells items on eBay every day and has done so for years. He knows what works. Start making money on eBay. Go to powersellertraining.com. That's powersellertraining.com.